$1,888, Arthur Lindsay, east of Route 5, Oak Orchard Road, southwest of Forest Drive, approximately 700 feet northwest of Delaware Avenue and Basin Road, being lot 16 within Blue Hen Oysters Farm Development, a variance from the front and side yard setback requirement.
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Bill Schaub. I'm here with Mr. and Mrs. Lindsay.
Name and address, sir.
Arthur Lindsay, 33557 Lakeshore Circle, Pontnet Lakeside, Long Neck, Delaware.
Ma'am?
33557.
Start with your name.
Mary Lindsay.
Okay, same address?
Yes.
Okay. You both swear a firm testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
Thank you.
I do. Could I sit down, sir?
Yes, sir.
Mr. and Mrs. Lindsay's are contract buyers of the lot in question, lot 16 in Blue Hen Oyster Farms. The survey that you have, which we just blew up to try to make it, shows that this is a, basically it's just an unusual lot because it's an older subdivision. It's laid out in the early 60s and the lots were all 54 by 90. And I have a copy of the tax map, which I don't really have to introduce it to evidence, but I have a copy of it. And this shows the present.
We have that.
Okay. It shows the present configuration of the lots in this area. One lot next door is a double lot. One lot on one side is a lot and a half. Most of the lots across the street are still the 54 by 90. And the board would also have on record that this in 1983, a previous owner of this lot was in here. And that's because a single wide mobile home couldn't fit on this lot. And so a variance was granted for the placement of a single wide, and the survey that you have shows approximately where it was. And at that point, still a variance from the front yard was needed for a single wide home back then. The lot is now vacant. Mr. and Mrs. Lindsay live in Pontnets. They're now paying $8,000 a year rent. They can't afford to be there anymore. And they were very fortunate that someone basically doing them a favor at a very reasonable price has agreed to sell them this lot, but they have a double wide, it is a double wide manufactured home that would be moved there, and needless to say, a single wide won't fit there without a variance, neither will a double wide. Now, the surprisingly, or maybe not so surprisingly, the home would fit as far as the side and the back setback. Double wide, the new home. It would only need a variance from the front, just as far as if you just place the home right in the middle of the lot. But as my client will testify and will show you, because of the layout of the home and the parking, it can't be set directly in the center. It needs to be moved just slightly to the one side to allow for the parking for Mr. Lindsay, who's on disability, to be able to pull his cars into the driveway. I have pictures that I'll give the board. The community, again, it's an older community where some of the houses sit almost right on the street. I have a picture of one where you walk out the side steps. You stand, you walk into the road. It's just many of the cars, when they pulled face off of the lots, face in, I should say, the back still sits in the road. They're just very, very small lots, and people are doing their best to make do to live there. But in this particular case, for the Lindsays to live there, they must obtain the variances being sought. The
the first picture that's being circulated, that is showing their present home. And I do want to point out there's a porch. When you look at this home head on, it shows a porch extending from the right-hand side. That porch will not be moved with the home. As the survey shows, the home will be totally rectangular, the one to place, because if that porch were there, there would be at least one more variance needed. The second picture shows, the next two pictures, they show the lot as it presently exists. You will see, you can tell in the back corner there's a shed. As mentioned in the survey, that shed will be removed when the home is placed there. This picture also shows the proximity of the house on lot 14. You can see a small hedgerow or a fence running down the one side. The next two pictures show lot 18, and the owners of lot 18 are here tonight. And it shows, for lot 18, the driveway. If the variance is granted, the home will be closest to this boundary line, the boundary line with lot 18. But as the picture shows, the owners of lot 18 have their driveway along this side, and they have a double lot. So their house is actually will be quite far from the home if it is moved 2 feet closer to the line than is currently required. So 10-foot side setback, they're asking for 8. The house on lot 14 sits close to the boundary line with this lot, so it would benefit by the variance because the Lindsay's house will be just a couple more feet away from that house. And the last group of pictures, they are just examples of, it's no particular house. I mean, we're not blaming anybody. We're not showing anything bad. We're just showing that in the community, sheds, garages, houses are right up against property lines, are right up against roadways. The example of the house I gave, you walk out the side door, you step right into the road. So it's a community because of the size of the lots. Basically, things are squeezed in. I can't tell you, maybe I should have researched, but I didn't, as to what other variances have been granted in this neighborhood. It certainly appears that some would have been needed, but again, just on this lot alone, it was previously granted. Said the front yard setback being required is 20 feet. Because it's supposed to be 30 and it's close as it's 10. But I would submit, and if you look at just the pictures we gave, I can't imagine there's a house in there that's 30 feet from the front yard setback. And even the previous home on this lot was not 30 feet from the setback. So they would be granting the variance on the front yard setback would certainly not be out of character to the neighborhood. As far as the sideline goes, as the pictures I've given are just examples show, it is very, very common in this neighborhood for things to be extremely close to the side, in fact, much closer than the Lindsay's would be. And they have made every effort by tilting the home and its location to make it as compatible with the lot as they can reasonably do. I would like Mr. Lindsay to step up for a second, please. Mr. Lindsay, you've previously been sworn. Is there anything you'd like to add to the board tonight?
Well, we've been living in Pontnet Lakeside for about 6 years, and our rent is steadily going up. And my wife works for Home Depot. I'm on Social Security. I used to work on the waterfront, and I got hurt. And for the last couple of years, we've been pecking away at her 401k, and we're just about scraped out. And this is a chance to actually pull our double wide out of Pontnet Lakeside and use the money instead of actually losing the money little by little and then having to wind up leave Pontnet Lakeside with nothing. It'll give us a permanent spot.
And could you explain to the board the reason you've requested the side yard setback to have a little more space on the one side?
Well, the side yard setback is my neighbors who are here. The one side, I'm only making it 8 feet because their garage and their driveway is right there. The other side, I figured if I would have about 16 feet, even though the house is only 10 foot from the road, that 16 feet would allow it to be like a driveway where we could actually pull in and actually utilize a little bit past the front of the house to park and be off the street and everything. So it'll be 16 feet wide, and I figure we'll have to go in about another 5 feet towards the house, but it'll give us enough room to actually park the two cars, my van and her Explorer, off the road and everything, and, you know, be safe and everything. We're not the end of the cul-de-sac, we're the second from the end, and you know what I mean? Why know, you know, what it is to, you know, be safe and everything, driving and all, and, you know, being in the right spot.
And generally have, can you affirm that what I have said to the board about your case is true?
100% true.
Okay. I don't have any other questions of Mr. Lindsay.
Okay.
I do believe.
Thank you.
I do believe that all the standards for relief have been met here. It's a unique circumstance, and as so often the case with these cases, is the uniqueness is the property itself. It's just a very, very small property, and if it's to be used as a single family residence, as is the community, some variance is really gonna have to be granted. As I mentioned before, and as the board knows, a single wide mobile home can't fit in there without variances. Right. And in today's world, most people, if they build something, it's gonna be wider than a single wide mobile home. And I think that the home they put in is compatible with the surrounding area. The exceptional practical difficulty is that it probably can't be used as a residential lot if a variance isn't granted. I guess one could always say a different variance could be sought, but it's going to be a variance of some sort for this property to be used. And the property can't be developed in strict conformity with zoning ordinance. I don't think it can be developed at all without some type of variance. It's needed not only to enable the reasonable use, I think it's needed to enable the use of the property at all. Certainly the difficulty was not created by the applicant or anyone that we know who's been there a long, long time, and it's just the nature of the beast and the size of the lot. Variance won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as the picture showed. I mean, it would be certainly compatible with what else is there. And if the variance is granted on the side, it'll actually be safer than many of the places, because then the vehicles will be able to be parked totally off the street, as opposed to some of the picture showed. There just isn't room in many of those places for the vehicle to actually be off the street when it's parked in the yard. So it's certainly not going to substantially impair anything about the adjacent properties. There are similar properties to this. It's not going to be detrimental to public welfare. I would say it is the least modification possible for the reasons given, both on the front and the side. And for all of those reasons, we ask that the variance request be granted. We believe that one of the neighbors, the Lindsays have spoken with practically everyone in the neighborhood, and I can't, other than the fact I think they're not here objecting. I don't believe there's many objections to this. And basically everyone is just in agreement that this would just be compatible with what is presently there, but one of their neighbors is here and would like to speak to the board.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions in from members of the board? Mr. McGabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Edson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay.
Hi, name and address.
Thomas McKinney. I live at 28284 Forest Drive, formerly known as lots 12 and 14.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but
yes,
the
truth? Yes,
sir. Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. We live in lot 12 and 14, adjacent to the property that they want to move into, and okay. We would welcome them to have as neighbors. People that were there before were not good neighbors. We had the county in several times to try and get the lot cleaned up,
mm-hmm.
the grass mowed, the garbage taken off. They finally moved, thank the Lord.
Okay.
And the person that ended up with the lot razzed the property. It's completely clean except for the shed that's going, that will be moved.
That's what they said.
We'd love to have them as neighbors.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10888, as I don't feel it alters sense of character to the neighborhood. It's a small lot, and not much under the circumstances described. There's not much else to do to make good use of the property. And it's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay. That was second to that motion?
Second.
A motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,888. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.